I think we are good. I think we're back. Well, we have a quorum, so let's proceed in the interest of time. All right. So moving on to item 11, which is to consider and take possible action to adopt the 2023 CICERA budget. I think, Henry, this item is yours, unless Gail, you were going to lead it off and then turn it over to Henry, whatever you want to do.
We have Henry Godino, CICERA's accounting manager, who will be presenting the 2023 budget. I'm going to hand it off to him.
There he is.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Gail. Good morning, trustees. Happy holidays. It's Henry Godino live from CICERA Central over here, taking a look at presenting most of the heavy duty discussion occurred preceding me. So that makes this presentation very quick. I'll give you the concise version. What we have for your review and consideration is the budget for 2023 for CICERA. As was mentioned earlier, most of the new additional costs for the year are staff and benefit related to make sure we support all the functions that are going to be related and indirectly and directly related with the installation of the new pension system. Gail mentioned four positions, and those four additional brand new positions are included in this budget, as is the funding and the recruitment of approximately 10 different vacancies that we're going to do throughout the year. So those were in the budget, but it's just a matter of filling them and making sure that those spots are there. We have the additional provision for some temporary and some overtime cost estimated in there, because we're going to get involved in the testing and making sure that the new system is meeting up to our specifications. So there's going to be time, effort, and energy involved with that. So we have some line items for there. We've also have costs for the project manager, the division of Siegel. Jesse, you met Jesse, who's done the pension updates, and Chris Fikes, they're going to be involved. And so we have provision for project manager costs there. Along the lines from an administrative point of view, also the project itself, the pension system, is going to go live anticipated for November. So November and December is 2 months of depreciation. This is the aspect that the accounting rules allow us to install an asset, and you're able to spread the cost over the useful life. So this pension administration asset, which we fondly call CORS, you know, we're beginning to understand it, and CORS is going to be the system. It's got a 10-year useful life, so approximately $15 million in the pension system over 10 years is about $1.5 million per year, so roughly about $125,000 a month. So a couple of months of depreciation is installed in this budget as well. The format is familiar, you've seen before. It's also an insert inside the audit report, so Brown Armstrong gets to take a look at it to make sure the format, the reasonableness, and the presentation makes sense. So that's good. If we move over to page three, some highlight items, because I promise this is going to be high level, concise. The total proposed budget is $19.6 million that we're presenting for your review. It's an increase of about $890,000 over last year's budget, or about 5%. Couple of charts that I have here that are informational that make sense is the breakdown between administrative cost and non-administrative cost. As you recall, the administrative cost of the budget are capped by the CERL limit of 21 basis points of the accrued liability that we have against the plan. So it's important to break it down in those categories. As you can see by the top pie there, the administrative budget is about 3/4, and the non-administrative, which is not subject to the limit, is about 1/4 of the budget there. The latest number that we have of the actuarial accrued liability is 11.3. It came in at 11.3 billion. So 21 basis points of that makes it about 23.7 million as far as the limit is. Our administrative cap is, our administrative budget of 14.2 is about half of that. So we're well under the limit here included in this, in these numbers. But in terms of the increase, last year or this year of that 890,000, if you look at the second pie chart there, basically the majority of that is personnel services. Personnel services, it's the staff, the benefit-related costs that are pertaining to that. And we talked at great detail preceding this about the reasons behind it, bringing the new people on board and the merits that that's going to propose. The next biggest slice is the one called office expenses and depreciation. That's mostly related to the new system, getting online and spreading the cost over the next 10 years. The other two are smaller in scale, professional services and IT systems. There are some increases that we're needing to handle with some increased software costs. Some of the new staff is going to have office equipment needs, some furniture and supplies of that nature. So that's included in some of that. Any questions at this point? I'm moving a lot of territory quickly, so feel free to jump in.
Thank you, Henry. Any questions of Henry thus far?
Seems pretty yes. Henry had one jumped out to me. This is on page 5 under operational expenses. Disability hearing medical reviews. We're reducing our budget reasonably substantially for the year. What underlies that?
The makeup of some of these costs is projections and forecasts and best estimates that are occurring. I rely on the retirement services folks who manage that section and their needs, as I'm told, is that's what it's going to fall in line with. One of the processes that we go through when we prepare a budget is to take a look at where we're actually spending. And we see that the expenses over the 22 year just didn't merit that high. And so that's why we trimmed it down a little bit. It just has to do with Tim Hoppe and his crew as far as their needs and their projections.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. And thank you, John, for jumping to that page. That page there, page 5, is really where all the line items and the nuts and bolts of the budget is getting presented. There's a lot of information there, but it breaks down in terms of format. The gray section is the actual cost of this budget this year, 22, and the blue section is what we're proposing for you for 23. So we like to compare, see where we are the current year, if it's making sense. I sit down with departments and we formulate best estimates, best projections, and then we portray it over in the blue section. That's how it's designed. And if you travel down to the very bottom, the total Sisera expenses on the blue side, on the right-hand side, that's where you see my 19.563, 19.6, the increase of the 890,000 and the 5% over last year. That's the same numbers that we were focused there. So there's a lot of information that's occurring here, but the next pages that follow that, page 7 and page 9, is the breakdown of administrative versus non-administrative. If there's any review, it's the same format, but it's important for us to break down what the differences in those are because of the cap. So continuing on, after we covered the total budget, we have the last page on page 11, and this is what we call our capital budget. In this page, we have all the assets that have been what we call capitalized. They become assets and you get to spread the cost depreciation-wise. The majority of these were connected with our move when we moved to the Concord office. They had 5-year life, most of the office, the leasehold, and some of the PC hardware has 5-year life. We've been here for 3 years. And so that's why you see in the schedule in the mid-page, useful life remaining 2 years. So that's 2 more years of depreciation before these become fully depreciated. And so there's no more depreciation. But the top line, the biggest number there, that's our pension administration system. And as you can see, right now, all we know is just basically what the contract costs are. Right now, they're trending at, they're actually at $14.7 million when you add up the Sagitech contract and the Icon contract, $14.7 million. about $15 million in case contingencies. The depreciation costs for the year are $250,000, and that's what's included inside, you know, the budget. But there's some other information that I present up at the top, how much we've spent so far. Most of the big expenditures are going to occur this year. I know it shows 86% remaining, but that by no means means that's how much of the project has been built out and performed so far. That's just a tracking of where the costs are. So that covers a lot of territory. That's the 2023 budget. I know there was discussion about amending for the additional retirement counselor position. We can certainly handle that administratively in the next visit. Roughly speaking, it's about $120,000 with salaries and benefits for a retirement counselor. We can certainly make that modification. And the other thing I wanted to note is that we also do a best guess of when staff is going to be recruited and on board. So we don't typically budget for a position for 12 months. Right. If we have an idea that they're going to come on board halfway through the year. And so we always try and do our best educated guess there.
Excellent.
That concludes my 2023 budget presentation. If there's anything I can answer for you, be more than happy.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Henry. Excellent report, as always. Very clear, concise, hit the highlights.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Very well.
Any questions or comments for Henry on any of what he has covered or what's in the packet on the budget? So I'm not seeing any hands up. Is there a motion to adopt the 2023 budget with direction to include the additional retirement services counselor as approved in item 10A?
So moved.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Looks like. Let me check in with our staff. Do we have any public comment on item 11?
No.
Great. Thank you, Christina. All right. So we have a motion and a second to approve the 2023 budget with direction to staff to include the additional retirement services or retirement services counselor position approved in 10A. No further discussion being seen. Let's vote on that motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Watts.
Aye.
Wong.
Aye.
And Sloan.
Aye.
All right, that motion carries 9-0. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Henry. Happy holidays. Love the Christmas tree in the side there. It's a nice touch. It's the holiday spirit going.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to everybody as well. And see you next year.
See you next year. Thanks, Henry.
You bet.
Sounds good.